Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Replace Your Mortgage, How to Pay Off Your Home in 5-7 Years on Your Current Income by Michael Lush is a personal finance and mortgage strategy book focused on accelerating home debt repayment through the use of a home equity line of credit, or HELOC. Rather than treating a mortgage as a fixed 30-year obligation that is paid down slowly through standard amortization, the book presents an alternative cash flow system designed to reduce interest costs and shorten payoff time. Its central purpose is practical to show homeowners how to organize their finances so that available income is routed more efficiently toward principal reduction. The book is aimed at readers who already have some financial margin and are interested in a disciplined, structured approach to debt elimination. It is not a general budgeting guide or a broad investing manual. Instead, it concentrates on one specific problem: how to use home equity and monthly cash flow to replace a conventional mortgage framework with a faster repayment method. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using a HELOC as the core mortgage replacement tool. The book's defining idea is that a home equity line of credit can function as the central engine of the payoff strategy, instead of leaving all debt inside a traditional mortgage structure. The homeowner uses the HELOC as a flexible borrowing and payment mechanism that changes how cash is held and applied. This matters because mortgage interest is usually front-loaded, so small structural changes can have a large effect over time. The book argues that a HELOC gives the borrower more control over the timing of payments and the placement of cash, which can reduce interest expense when managed carefully. The approach is not presented as a shortcut or a debt cancellation method. It depends on disciplined use of available credit, regular income flow, and the ability to keep balances moving in a way that minimizes idle money. This makes the HELOC not just an accessory, but the central instrument around which the entire payoff system is built. Secondly, why cash flow discipline matters. More than extra payments, a major theme in the book is that the strategy is designed for people with positive cash flow, not for households already under monthly strain. That distinction is important because the method does not rely on simply sending more money whenever possible in an informal way. Instead, it requires a repeatable system for directing income, expenses, and temporary debt balances so the homeowner can steadily lower the mortgage burden. The book's logic is that cash flow efficiency can be more powerful than isolated extra payments because every dollar can be deployed sooner and with less interest drag. This makes budgeting behavior central to the model. Readers are expected to manage spending carefully, avoid unnecessary balance buildup, and maintain enough financial slack to keep the system functioning. The book, therefore, positions mortgage acceleration as a cash management problem as much as a debt problem. That practical emphasis separates it from books that focus only on motivation or generic frugality. Thirdly, a challenge to the traditional 30-year mortgage model. The book is also an argument against accepting the standard mortgage as the best possible structure for homeownership. It treats the long-term fixed mortgage as a modern convention rather than a natural financial law, by contrasting the standard amortization schedule with a HELOC-centered system. The book asks readers to rethink why so much interest is paid over decades when a different structure may allow faster principal reduction. This is one of the book's most distinctive features. It is not just offering a repayment tactic, but questioning the default design of residential debt. The historical framing also supports this point by suggesting that earlier mortgage arrangements were more flexible than the present model. Even if readers do not fully accept the historical comparison, the practical implication remains clear. The conventional mortgage is presented as slow and expensive, mainly because of its structure, not because homeownership must inherently require decades of debt service. Fourthly, who the strategy is for and who should avoid it. The book draws a clear boundary around its intended audience, which is an important part of its usefulness. It is written for homeowners who already have stability, some excess monthly income, and enough discipline to follow a financial system consistently. That makes the method potentially attractive to readers who want a structured way to shorten their mortgage term without increasing their lifestyle budget. At the same time, the book implicitly excludes people who live paycheck to paycheck or lack room for monthly adjustment. For those households, the strategy would be risky because it depends on reliable cash flow and access to home equity. This limitation matters because it prevents the method from being misunderstood as universally applicable. The book is most relevant to people who can treat debt management as an optimization problem rather than an emergency survival issue. In that sense, its audience definition is a practical filter, not a marketing gesture, and it helps readers judge whether the approach matches their situation. Lastly, a niche finance book built around one operational system. Unlike broad personal finance books that cover investing, retirement, insurance, and budgeting in one volume, this book is narrowly focused on a single operational system for home debt elimination. That narrowness is part of its value. readers are not asked to absorb a large financial philosophy before taking action. Instead, they are introduced to one mechanism and the reasoning behind it. The book's appeal lies in its specificity, because it translates a common frustration, the slow pace of mortgage payoff, into a step-by-step structural alternative. This also explains why it stands apart from conventional mortgage advice. Most books in the category encourage refinancing, making extra payments, or waiting out the term. Here, the emphasis is on re-engineering the relationship between income, debt, and home equity. That practical singularity makes the book especially relevant for readers looking for a focused tool rather than a general introduction to money management. Its main contribution is the presentation of a coherent system that ties together finance theory, cash flow control, and debt acceleration. In conclusion, this book is best suited for homeowners who already have a stable income, some monthly surplus, and an interest in using debt structure more strategically. Readers who want a conventional mortgage guide may find it too specialized, but those looking for a concrete method to shorten home debt can gain a useful framework. Its main benefit is not broad financial education, but a focused explanation of how a HELOC-based system can change the pace and cost of mortgage repayment. That makes it especially valuable for analytically minded readers who want to understand the mechanics behind faster payoff rather than just hear generic advice about making extra payments. Compared with other books in the mortgage or debt reduction category, it stands out because it is built around one clearly defined system, instead of offering a wide but shallow survey of personal finance. The emphasis on cash flow discipline, suitability limits, and structural debt replacement gives it a more operational character than motivational finance books. For the right reader, it offers a distinct and practical alternative to the standard 30-year mortgage mindset. If you would like to support Michael Lush, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.